Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Here's a weird story. Another stowaway, Josh, has been found aboard a Delta flight bound for Hawaii. So, again, another issue that we need to ponder in many ways. Over the Christmas Eve holiday, Delta Airlines had a bit of an unexpected situation. A passenger managed to sneak onto a flight without a ticket. You heard that right. No ticket, no proper boarding pass. They still got onto the plane. Now, thankfully, the stowaway was caught before takeoff, but it really makes you think about the state of airport security in 2024. We had that woman that made it all the way over to France.
Yeah.
Just jumping between bathrooms for 6 hours. And then people realized it, and she was arrested and sent back after that. But, you know, this wasn't some quiet, low-traffic airport. It's during one of the busiest travel times of the year. So how does somebody bypass TSA, rather, and the airline's checkpoints to get all the way onto the plane? It's extremely unsettling. I think they found another body in the wheel well of one of the planes. Somebody had climbed up. So another question, how did that person access the airport, get on the tarmac, get connected to a plane, climb up without anybody noticing? And unfortunately, the person passed away. You get tucked up in that wheel well. You're up 30,000 feet where it's freezing cold and no oxygen. It's not the way to make it to where you're going, folks.
No.
And you've heard of a few successful people, but there are many more that have not been successful.
People usually have the tools for said gamble.
Yeah, I mean, this is really, really unsettling. Because here we are, what is it, 2001, we're 2025 almost, so we're 25 years from 9/11,
yeah,
and we're still seeing how easily accessible it is to get on an airplane or to
airplane. And I watched this movie, I bring this up because I watched this yesterday because it's never too late to celebrate the holidays. It's kind of like Home Alone. The kids run up to the gate and she's like, there's a few seats in there, just take whatever you'd like. It's like, and I even turned to my wife last night. I'm like, that would not fly today. That would literally, that would not go. And obviously, that was pre-2001.
Right.
But, let me just go with the crowd and tuck myself in a little corner in the airplane and see if I can get where I'm going without having to have a ticket, per se.
Yeah, well, you used to be able to walk people right to the gate.
Yeah.
Some people would walk right on the plane to say, you know, give hugs and kisses and see their friends, family, relatives off.
You used to be able to sit and watch the planes. They used to have an area, maybe they do now again, but MSP used to have an area where I used to go all the time with my dad, and you used to be in this enclosed area and be able to just watch planes take off. Maybe that's the same area, but they kind of stopped letting people, you know, just view takeoffs once 9/11 happened because of security reasons.
Have you ever been at an airport and seen something suspicious?
Oof.
See, I travel a lot during the year. And this last year, I was going into the terminal, and a guy came out past me, and he had a little black, like a, what do you call it, like a shaving kit bag.
Mm-hmm.
He walked out, looked around, reached up, and put it on top of like a light fixture outside of the terminal, and then walked, got in a car, and took off. I looked at the car, I looked at the plate, and I waved security over. I go, the guy just left in that car. The plate is GXY777, whatever it was. He just put this bag up here. And he's like, oh, damn. All right. And then they started clearing the area. You got to pay attention. I don't think it was anything because it never showed up on the news.
Yeah.
Unless they just don't tell you that they were able to defuse a situation like that. But yeah, that was kind of a scary moment. But I've been on a plane a few times when I've seen people acting really sketchy. And I've thought, do I say something? Am I misunderstanding? Does this person maybe just have a handicap I don't understand? But they're making me real nervous.
I don't trust people that take their socks off on a plane. Bare feet on a plane, I can't. You're already up to something.
You're.
I'm assuming most of your stories have to do with Las Vegas because
no.
There's some interesting things that, like, I don't know any particular, but, like, that's one of those airports where you have vast amount of characters flowing in and out of that. It's formerly McCarran, now it's Harry Reid Airport. But, yeah, you have a vast variety of characters.
I fly out of LaGuardia. I fly out of LAX. I fly out of a lot of sketchy places.
Rich. You're so
and
rich.
No, I'm hired to do jobs, and I'm flown there.
That's
so
right.
I don't.
Must be rough.
Yeah, no, it is sometimes, man. I'm away from my home and family a lot during the year, but I love travel. I love meeting and greeting people, so it's always good. We're going to take another quick break. We'll come back. We've got some weather updates for you. And we'll also talk about the TSA has another list of things that they'll throw away, and it might be surprising to you, especially the ladies and your makeup kits. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about a cruise line canceling their stops at a violent Mexican port and a bomb disposal team called to a beach in England. That's just some of the stories on tap next right here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Chad Hartman is off. Dave Schrader is in, along with producer Josh. And we were talking about some strange things. Have you seen at the airport? And have you ever reported it? A listener hits me up on the stylesfinancial.com talk and text line, says, one time when we were traveling on a summer vacation with our kids, we had a catchphrase game in our carry-on. The game utilizes a timer that beeps until your time is up. Somewhere during the process of stowing our bag in the overhead bin, we set the beeping timer off. Another passenger informed the flight attendant that we had something ticking in our bag that sounded like a bomb. We were completely denying it until we realized what it was. We sheepishly showed the game to the flight attendant, and the problem was resolved. We felt so stupid. That's great. Oh, man. I can't even imagine. I've had weird experiences on planes with people. I've had weird experiences on planes with people. I had one guy come in, and I was sitting against the window. The plane looks full. I have a seat open next to me, the aisle seat open. I'm thinking, I'm going to get to stretch out on this flight. I like it. And this guy comes walking in, and he stops, and he stares at me. And then he takes the shoulder bag off and puts it on the floor under the seat between us.
Mm-hmm.
And then he sits down for a few minutes and then gets up and walks off the plane. And I was like, oh, wait a minute. So I flagged down the stewardess, flight attendant. I don't know what the proper term is now, but flight attendant comes over. I go, that guy just got off the plane after he tucked this bag underneath the seat. And she goes, oh, yeah, don't worry about him. He's just one of our pilots. He just jumped in here, but I think he thought he was going to have a whole empty row to himself. And I was like, okay. And then he came back in, and they all had a pretty good laugh. He came over and he goes, did I look that shady? I go, should I have said something? He goes, yeah, thinking about it, you should have said something.
Yeah.
You're right. So it happens. TSA will throw these skincare products in the trash if you carry them on. Just to let all of our traveler friends know out there, there's a lot of traveling going on, especially with New Year's coming up. Let's talk about a quick way to avoid some headaches at the airport. Knowing what skincare and personal care items TSA might confiscate from your carry-on, I mean, most of us know about the 3-1-1 rule. Liquids, gels, aerosols must be in containers of 3.4 ounces or less, all fitting into one single quart-sized clear plastic bag. But some items might surprise you when it comes to what gets flagged or tossed. And here's just a short list of the TSA things. Full-size sunscreen or lotion, if it's over 3.4 ounces, it's out. Even medical or mineral sunscreens need to be travel-sized unless you have a doctor's note. And they sell those little empty bottles that you can put your medicated you know, shampoos and sunblocks in. Aerosol dry shampoo or hairspray, again, if it exceeds the limit, it's a no-go, even if it's half-used, which I think is what a lot of people do. I've had that mistake made where I'm like, I don't have a travel toothpaste, but my 5-ounce tube of toothpaste is squeezed down to just a little chunk at the last bit, and they won't let me take it on because it's still in the too big container. Mm-hmm. All right, I get that. Face masks in liquid or gel form, those clay masks, the sheet masks with serum, or anything that isn't clearly solid can be considered a liquid, therefore it could be considered dangerous. Fragrance bottles, perfume and cologne over 3.4 ounces, into the bin it goes, my friends. Even those expensive bottles that you just bought for this trip. Toothpaste or mouthwash, big tubes or bottles, again, not going to make it past security. Deodorant, solid sticks are fine, but gel or spray versions have to be travel-sized. And makeup like liquid foundation or mascara. These are technically liquid, so again, size matters, which I've been heard that for years now.
We know this.
Yeah, yeah. Yep, yep. And here's the curveball. Even if something fits the size requirements, TSA can still take it if it seems tampered with, triggers alarms during screening, or possesses a security concern. So to avoid losing your favorite items, folks, double check what sizes you've got before you're packing, and then when in doubt, throw it in your checked bag. Better yet, check TSA's What Can I Bring tool online, and you're going to find the most up-to-date guidance. So save your expensive skincare, a lot of frustration for being prepared and not having your stuff thrown out, because no one wants to see their favorite moisturizer tossed in the trash. I can tell by looking at you, Josh, your moisturizing is on point. So.
Very, very moist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is just something, again, keep it in mind. You're going to be doing some traveling. You might as well be forewarned, forearmed, know what's going on. Speaking of knowing what's going on, it is 1:42. Time for your Lindus Construction Time Check. Time to get a complimentary roof inspection and 50% off installation labor on GAF asphalt and solar shingles. We'll do one more quick story before we go to break here. Cruise Line has canceled a stop at a violent Mexican port following do not travel warning. That's good. However, there are parts of the story that are kind of unnerving, Josh. Especially, I'm going to be going on cruises soon, but I like to know that the cruise industry is aware of where the problems are. Here's something that might make travelers think twice. Royal Caribbean has canceled its stops to, how do you say this, Manzanillo, Mexico, after the U.S. State Department issued a do not travel advisory for the area. The warning cites violent crime and kidnappings, noting that gang activity and targeted killings are widespread in that vicinity. And it's a sobering reminder, folks, of the risks in certain parts of the world. Interestingly, though, not all cruise lines are following suit. Princess Cruises, you know, the home of the Love Boat, Josh?
Yeah.
They still have scheduled visits to that port.
Oh, man.
Oh, the Love Boat.
Yeah.
Soon you'll be running from gunshots. No? This again raises
the only thing,
important
by the
question.
Way, that can stop this Viking season. Just
what, the Love Boat?
The Love Boat, yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
This raises an important question. How do we balance safety concerns with the desire to travel and explore? For tourists, it's one thing to be cautious, but for locals relying on tourism, these warnings and cancellations can have a huge economic impact. Got to clean up your areas, folks. What do you think? Should cruise lines avoid areas flagged as dangerous, or is there a way to manage these risks? There are a lot of these really gorgeous, gorgeous all-inclusive resorts. They will tell you when you go to these all-inclusive resorts, do not leave the premises. Do not. We have tours set up in special designated areas they work with. If you go off to try to find a discounted tour, you're taking your life in your own hands. And I guess in Mexico right now, American tourists are really hot property for, unfortunately, for human trafficking.
Do not basically, even on something like that, basically poking and prodding somebody like,
yeah,
I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it.
Don't.
I'm going to do it.
People are being kidnapped in Mexico.
Yeah.
Don't do it. If you don't have to, know where you're going to be.
If you do, know your Spanish.
Oh.
Yeah.
Donde está casa de pipi? Where is the house of pipi?
See.
So if I have to find the bathroom, I know where I'm going. Somebody texted in real quick, says, very frustrating traveling at MSP. I had mine all properly bagged. They looked at them and passed me right through. However, returning at the Denver airport, the man noted that the one was 3.5 ounces. And of course, he threw them away. I just wish they were consistent.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're right. That is kind of a pain in the butt.